We have all opportunities to give God the glory for what he has done for us in the past few years that we started as a church. We thank God for his mercies. We thank him for his faithfulness. We thank him for answering our prayers. And God will continue to answer our prayers in the mighty name of Jesus. Hunger and mourning shall be far away from our abode in the mighty name of Jesus. We will not sorrow over our children in the name of Jesus. The Lord will answer your prayers completely. It's not going to be a partial answer. One of our sisters that we buried yesterday, I'm sure she has two sons. Father, she will have been praying. Father, answer my prayer. God answer her prayer. But I can see some areas where her answered prayers did not come until she buried her yesterday. You know, her first son got married before the second son. We are still expecting the fruit of the womb in the area of that first son. There's nothing God cannot do, and I know he's going to do it. But I am sure this woman will have prayed and prayed and prayed. Say, Father, this is the first marriage that we did in this family. Where is the grandchild coming from? And it didn't come until the woman died. I want you to stand up this morning. You are going to pray. Lord, let the meditations of my heart and the word of my mouth come to pass while I am alive. For I'm sure, as we were burying that woman yesterday, I said myself, this woman will have prayed and prayed and prayed. She will have meditated in her heart. But that prayer was not answered. David in Psalm 19 said, Father, let the meditation of my heart and the prayers of my mouth be acceptable before you. Answer my prayers fully while I am alive, Lord. Answer my prayers fully while I'm alive. In the name of Jesus, while I am alive. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. It was recorded in the book of Genesis that Joseph saw his children to the fourth generation, that they were brought to his lap in the palace. You know, Joseph was a prime minister in Egypt. We are going to pray. I sent a short preaching clip to House of Glory family yesterday. It's a professor of orthopedics and also a pastor. I was preaching on how we can spend our life. I don't know whether you have opened it. If you have not opened it, please do open it. You know, he was trying to tell us that they are spiritual. Don't say because you have read so much, there are no spiritual and there are physical things. After all, it is science says it's only what you see that exists. There are spiritual things as well. We are going to pray. Everlasting Father, the King that lives in heaven and on earth, don't let me suffer in my old age. He was even joking. He said, when his father died at 105 years, he said, some witches and wizards killed him at 105 years. He was joking. And his father did not suffer. He said he craved for such anointing. I will not suffer in my old age. I will not be alone in my old age. Depression will not be my portion in my old age. God will answer my prayers. On this Thanksgiving Sunday, I have come before you and I said, Lord, hear my prayers. Answer me fully when I'm alive. In the name of Jesus. The anointing to pray according to your will I receive. I receive the anointing to pray according to your will. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And so shall it be in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Spirit. Father, Lord, I just want to thank you. I give you glory unto you for the great opportunity you have given me to stand before these great people this morning. Father Almighty, give me the word. Let only your word be spoken through me this morning. I will not speak to puff up myself in the mighty name of Jesus. The word shall come from heaven and above. That hearing spirit that makes us to hear and do your word, I receive on behalf of this church today in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Proverbs 28:9. Praying the will of God. Proverbs 28:9. There are some prayers God won't answer. And why? Because they are not according to his will. But when you pray according to the will of God, he answers our prayer. God will answer your prayer while you are alive in the mighty name of Jesus. Proverbs 28, verse 9. I read from the New King James Version. One who turns away his ears from hearing the law, even his prayer is an abomination. So we can say, one who turns away his ear from hearing the word of God, that's the law, even his prayer shall be what? An abomination. So on this Thanksgiving Sunday, what we are saying is that we have to pray according to the will of God. We have to do what? We have to pray his will. There was a story in the Bible. We get there shortly, and I don't want to take much of our time. Some years ago, a story was told of an unmarried man who came to a pastor regarding a married woman. And his request shocked the pastor, as the man was asking for prayer support. Why? Because the man was asking for prayer and support for the married woman to become his wife. Can God answer that prayer? Is that prayer according to the will of God? No. This is a married woman. And then you now come to me and say, Pastor, I have received in my dream. And whom did you receive? Mrs. So-so and so. So this in all respect was not just a completely unusual prayer request in the church of the living God. No matter how inexperienced the prayer requester is, it was also akin to nullity ab initio. That is a legal term. What does it mean? Eh? Void from the beginning. No? Null ab initio. That request is from the pit of hell. And I could imagine that pastor, you know, how he will approach God for such a brother. God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. I also have one sister in my life. We were together at the University of Lagos. This brother, up to now, the sister was not married. The brother she was talking about, they were in the same church, they were in the same youth group, and everybody was together. They were all together, you know, doing the thing. The brother, but this sister has that, was I say lost, L-U-S-T, towards this brother. But the brother even never knew that the sister was falling in love with her. So the brother went ahead and married the person he was due to marry. And it was then the sister came to me and said, that brother mismarried. Brother, I wasn't the pastor then. We must pray. He must come out of that marriage. I am the one God has proposed for him. I didn't hear the something alone. Thank God we have a brother among us then who was already born again. I said, born again, brother, you better come and hear this. And the brother counseled the sister, but she never listened. God will give us ears to listen in the mighty name of Jesus. See, that is what the word of God is saying in that Proverbs 28, verse 9. If you don't consider the law, our prayers are what? Abomination. Our prayers will not be an abomination in the mighty name of Jesus. You remember the story in the book of Numbers, chapter 21 to 22. Balak, remember him? And Balaam. Balaam was the prophet. Balak was the king of the Amorites. He was the one who said, who called Balaam. Said, Balaam, I know you are a priest of God. I want you to help me cause a people as you see them, because there is no way I can go about them. And anywhere I see them, anywhere I know that anything you say as a priest of God comes to pass, come help me curse them. And Balaam went to God and asked. God said, no way. Don't do it. But because of what it will eat, because of his pocket, because he must have thought of the gifts that will be coming from Balak, he went back to God to seek the permissive will of God, against the will of God. God said, okay, if you want to go, go. And God did everything to make sure that they didn't waste their resources. Because if you read that passage, they were setting up altars and killing bullocks and rams. On the first altar, he killed 14 bullocks, I mean 7 rams and 7 bullocks. Can I curse now? After he has made the sacrifice, he told Balak, let me go and pray to my God. So he went behind. God said, how can you curse the person that I have what? When you get home, just read that passage, chapters 21 to 22. You see how the man wasted resources, wasted energy, wasted money, and he himself more or less become a madman. I'm talking of Balaam now. Balaam the prophet, because he was able to hear the voice of a donkey speaking to him. Say, why are you beating me? Can't you see the angel in front of me that is preventing me from moving? When he was going with Balak. You read that one in chapter 21 of that passage. So there are some prayers God cannot answer. Prayers that are against the will of God can never be answered. So please, if you are praying and binding and losing, sweating it out for a request that is against the will of God, let's check ourselves. Balak and Balaam tried several times, changing directions after each attempt, slaughtering 14 animals 3 times repeatedly in order to get God to change his mind on a matter that was already concluded. Amen? When the matter is concluded and is against the will of God, forget about it. And that is why James chapter 4 verses 3 to 5 is very, very important. James chapter 4 4 and 5 said, you ask and do not receive. Why? Because you ask amiss, that you may spend all on your pleasures. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is an enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously? The spirit of God that dwells in us does not want us to worship any other God. Does not want us to worship, to do anything against the will of God. So please, when you give testimonies to the glory of God. Many people give testimony so that in order to confirm that they were the only ones who heard the word spoken by the testifier. This means that there were certain things said that the many congregations could not be associated with God. How can you say, okay, and when we came, when we got there, we gave somebody $10 bribe and it just opened the way for us? Is that the testimony? We have prayed and prayed and prayed, and suddenly I just went out and I saw the policeman and I said, come, and I just gave him a bribe of $200 and he just opened the gate for us. No. Those are against the will of God. On this Thanksgiving Sunday, brethren, our prayers must be according to the will of God. And how do we pray according to the will of God? According to his words. That is why the words are there. A man of God I was listening to on the radio said, my prayers come when I'm reading the word. I love to pray within the word. And that is praying according to his will. God told Balaam, don't go with him. And then they went. He got to one side. They saw the children of Israel, numerous. He set up the altar. Killed 14 animals on that altar. 7 bulls, 7 rams. And then went to God. God, I am ready to release the curse. Should I do it now? God said, how can you curse whom I have blessed? I have blessed Israel. How can you curse Israel? As children of God, we are blessed. As children of God, we are great. As children of God, we are anointed. As children of God, we have peace. He said, Jeremiah, can I remember the Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5? I know thee. I formed thee. He said, even before you are formed, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before thou comest forth out of your mother's womb, I sanctified thee. I ordained thee as a prophet unto nations. God knows you even before we were born, before we were formed in our mother's womb. That is why we are spiritual beings. He knows us. That is why his word must not depart from us. So the thought I have towards you is thought of peace, not of evil. To do what? To give you your expected end. So anything against the word of God cannot come to pass. Poverty will not come to pass in your life because it's against the word of God. 3 John 3. 3 John. Verse 3. 3 John, are we there? Okay, let me get it here. 3, verse 3. This is verse 1. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in what? In truth. If you read 4, what does Paul say? I have no greater joy than to hear that my children also do what? Walk in truth. 5. I want to bring out. So, beloved, thou doest faithfully whatever thou dost to the brethren. And to who? To strangers. Which has borne witness of the charity, that is love, before the church, whom thou bring forward on this journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well. You will do well in the mighty name of Jesus. It is the promise of God. It is his faithfulness upon our lives that we must prosper. And this shall come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. Say a better amen. Amen. Praying the will of God on this Thanksgiving Sunday is something special. particularly on a Sunday like this, the first Sunday in the month of perfection. And God will perfect your prayer life. God will perfect your request in the mighty name of Jesus. You will arise this morning. You will arise this morning. What are those prayer points that you have prayed? If you look at the open heavens of this morning, it said, ask, and do what? Ask. But the only thing is that you must ask according to his will. That is why it is important we read the word of God. That's why it is important we memorize the word of God. That's why it is important we know what we are doing when it comes to the word of God. Not asking to God's will is not the only reason why prayers are not answered, are delayed, but certainly one of the stronger reasons why prayers are not answered at all. A young man, just coming out of college, 21, asking for a car. Well, it's possible in this country, no doubt about that. But when I was in Nigeria, that was what happened. But you ask me, why do I ask for a car? There were some senior students when I was in college, and I see how they use their car to oppress those of us who do not have. How they carry our so-called, what do we call those girls now? We have some names to give them. Toasters. You remember? You are not yet a boyfriend, girlfriend. You are just toasting yourself. So I say, it's my toaster. You know, I'm toasting her. You know, we go to their rooms, we eat, we do all sorts of things. But these people with cars, we just come, take them away. So at 21, I actually was asking God, you must give me a car. It was against the will of God. That car did not come until when I was 34 or so. Look at the gap, from 21 to 34. Because if God has given me that car at that time, maybe I won't be alive. Dangerous driving, reckless driving, aimless wandering. You can imagine going from Lagos to Enugu to go and celebrate a party with a toaster. Not a girlfriend, not a fiancé. Parents didn't want to know. Let's rise up this morning. Let's rise up. Let's be on our feet. Father, I receive the grace to pray according to your will. On this Sunday, I will pray according to your word, and my prayers shall be answered while I am alive, fully. Once I pray according to your will, I will receive answers to my prayers. I receive answers to my prayer because that is what your word says. I will live long. I refuse to be an adulterer. I refuse to be an adulteress in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord answers my prayers fully because my prayers will be according to his will. I receive the grace. I receive the anointing to start well and to finish well in the mighty name of Jesus. I will not pray amiss. I will pray according to your will. I will pray according to your law. I will pray according to your promise in the mighty name of Jesus. Your word says we are royal priesthood. We are members of the royalty. A royalty command and it is done. A royalty decree and it is done. I receive divine decree tonight, this afternoon. I begin to decree. I decree to my health. I decree into my body, soul, and spirit. And I say, it is well with me. Go ahead, talk to God. Decree to your financing. You will not borrow. That's what the word of God says. He said, it shall be well with me when I go out. It shall be well with me when I come in. He said, it shall be well with me in the city. It shall be well with me in the countryside. He said, I shall be on top only. I shall not be beneath. Father, answer my prayers. I refuse to be a beggar. I am a giver in the name of Jesus. Daddy, I thank you. On this Thanksgiving Sunday, this month of perfection, the Lord perfect my health, the Lord perfect my finances, the Lord perfect my going in and coming out. I shall be the head. I shall not be the tail. It is according to the word of God. Evil dreams will not come to pass in my life, in the life of my family, in the life of my children, in the life of my acquaintances, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Pray. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. What is that thing that you want God to do that is perfect and according to the will of God? Talk to God now. He will do it. He will do it, brethren. He will do it.
In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. People of God, I want us to stretch our hands to the pastor. I want us to pray for him. I believe that all of us here, we agree with me that our pastor needs to be prayed for. There's something we keep saying. To lead is the hardest thing, very hard, but to follow is easy. We're going to pray to God that God of heaven, he will grace him. He will give him the grace. He will give him the enablement. He will give him the anointing to lead us in the name of Jesus Christ. I will pray. Let us stretch our hands to him and pray that God of heaven will help him. His help will come from no other place, but it will come from him, God of the heaven and the earth. No man can help him, but God can help him. Let's pray, God, help your servant, oh God. Your servant has been serving you faithfully. God of heaven, arise for his help. Surround him, oh God, like a shield, Jehovah. As mountains surround Jerusalem, we'll pray, Almighty God, surround your servant and his household. Shall we pray, oh God, that the Lord will increase his anointing. What God has used him to do today will be the least that we ever done in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. We give you glory. Thank you for what you have done today. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Praise the Lord. Church of Jesus, today is Thanksgiving. I said, praise the Lord. If I am not satisfied with what we are doing now, I wonder whether Baba will be satisfied. I said, Church of the House of Glory, praise the Lord. Come and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord is allowed to make noise in church. He said, make a joyful noise. A noise that is full of joy. Make it is allowed. Hallelujah. So most especially today being Thanksgiving, God is doing great and marvelous things in the midst of us. I think we have been hearing it before. We've been hearing that a time is going to come. But I think the time is now. When the reason why people will come to church is they will hear of astonishing things, marvelous things. They will say, that is the reason why we came. We heard of what God is doing in your midst. So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. So I said, today should be like a special one. I want us to give it all to God. Come on, praise the Lord. Choir, please, let us give it all to God. Let us put on our dancing shoe. Let us throw it all. Today is special. Hallelujah. Amen. Over to you, choir.